On Saturday, about 25,000 protesters gathered at a march calling for a constitutional assembly. Michelle Bachelet, who returned to the Chilean presidency on March 11th, has said constitutional reform is one of her three top priorities. But she hasn't said what that reform will look like. One group of protesters chants, "Power resides in the people, constitutional assembly." One of the chanters, Jorgina Febre, says she thinks electing a constitutional assembly would be the most democratic path to reform.
I'm here to promote constitutional change through a constitutional assembly in which all citizens can participate, not limited to a Congress that we don't consider 100% legitimate for the task.
Chile's current constitution was written by former dictator Augusto Pinochet and his advisors in 1980. It includes a number of features designed to prevent political change. First, it establishes a binomial electoral system that means that conservative political parties are overrepresented in the Chilean Congress. Second, it creates a powerful constitutional court that can review all new legislation. And third, it requires supermajorities to overturn some dictatorship-era laws. Activist Patricia Olivares.
This constitution took away all our rights as citizens, as the Chilean people. It doesn't recognize indigenous peoples. It doesn't recognize equality before the law. It doesn't recognize same-sex marriages.
It's not the first time rewriting the Pinochet-era constitution has been on the national agenda. In 2005, then-President Ricardo Lagos tried to push a major reform through the Chilean parliament. But constitutional lawyer Fernando Atria says Lagos failed to change much because of the supermajorities required to amend the constitution and because of the binomial electoral system that assures that about 50% of members of Congress will likely be conservative.
Any constitutional reform that is subject to these rules of constitutional change will only reproduce what happened in 2005. That's the argument for something like a constitutional assembly.
Atria says it would be possible to call for a constitutional assembly without breaking with the current institutional order. Congress would have to modify some of the rules that require only 3/5 of the votes. Since Bachelet's coalition, the new majority, controls almost 3/5 of Congress, significant change is both feasible and necessary, Atria says.
The price to be paid for having a constitutional structure that doesn't allow for real political change, when you have a demand for change, well, the price is instability, delegitimation.
In the past 10 years, two South American nations, Bolivia and Ecuador, held constitutional assemblies to rewrite their country's constitutions. Though Chile is the only country that's been living under a dictatorship-era constitution for over 2 decades, there is nonetheless an important similarity, Atria says.
The political process got that point when an unstoppable force met an unmovable object. In Chile, we are not that far from that point.
If the Pinochet-era constitution is the unmovable object, perhaps today's demonstration is the unstoppable force. Activist Jorgina Febre, for one, seems determined to demand change.
This constitution doesn't guarantee human rights. It guarantees the rights of corporations, not of individuals. Not the right to education, the right to health. That's what we want to change.
Though Bachelet has promised to reform the constitution, she never clarified when or how that change would take place. Perhaps it will take this popular movement, embodied by the thousands of people who took to the streets on Saturday, to create enough public pressure to budge the so far unmovable 1980 constitution. Ailish O'Neill, FSRN, Santiago de Chile.